96.1 and 102.1, The Wolf. It's Don and Jess, and we have a special guest in the studio with us. Her name is Krista. She's with Chaplains of Idaho.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And a funny story is we actually met you while watching Sawyer Brown at the Colonial Theater a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you overheard us talking about one of the star guitars that Mark and the band signed.
Ooh.
And you were like, hey, tell me about these guitars. And we, you know, gladly did that. And then come to realize that you work for an organization called Chaplains of Idaho. For those that don't know what that is and what you do, would you explain that to the Wolfpack?
Absolutely. So Chaplains of Idaho, I actually founded the organization in 2020.
Okay.
And so I have served as a chaplain for law enforcement for well over a decade. Came out to Idaho wanting to continue my work, but there wasn't a program here. So I had to build one from scratch.
Okay.
So we provide trauma and crisis intervention services on scene. We are dispatched by law enforcement and fire services to make sure that the victim's family is taken care of, that they have a grief response, they have access to resources. But the most important thing that we do is we take care of our first responders post-incident. We make sure that they have a confidential resource to talk to after a critical incident.
Yeah. So you actually described it in a very, I guess, the perfect way. You said we're the first responders for the first responders.
We are. They carry the weight of the world on their shoulders, and we carry them.
Wow. Wow. I mean, it's a truly amazing thing to think about, something we don't think about. We think about first responders showing up to all of these horrific and often traumatic scenes, whether it's our police or our fire or EMT or whoever.
Yep.
And we don't seem to realize they're human too. They're heroic and they're brave. But at the end of the day, they've witnessed all of this firsthand and have been right in the middle of it, whether they're trying to save victims or protect victims or whatnot. And that's a tough thing to shake. So they actually, I'm sure, suffer from, you know, PTSD, I mean, as well.
Well, we're trying to make sure that they don't.
Yeah. So that's where you guys come in.
Exactly. So, you know, the more that we can intervene with them post-incident, the less likely they will have a post-traumatic stress onset.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're trying to do better by our first responders.
Sure.
By taking care of them emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
And then the victims of the event or the scene as well. I mean, so you guys, my first question would be, well, who's the first responders for the first responders? but I would imagine you're specially trained to handle this and to, you know, administer the type of care that you give to our first responders during these traumatic events.
We spend a lot of time training on trauma and crisis intervention, and we do have our own wellness chaplains within our organization. We have a few psychologists that work with us, and they take care of us.
Yeah.
They make sure that, you know, we have to secure our own oxygen mask first. We have to make sure that we are okay to take care of our first responders and the victims of
a and it can be any type of scene. So you guys go in, you know, you have to have some of that training as well.
We see some horrific things.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Now, when you hear the word chaplains, you obviously first thing you think of is, you know, the spiritual side of things.
Yes.
So I would imagine you also offer that.
We do,
as well.
But only on request.
On request.
So I firmly believe that anyone who serves as a chaplain must be called to do this.
Sure.
Because of the nature of what we do, we must all be grounded in our own faith in order to really deal with what we see and what we encounter.
Absolutely.
But we are not permitted to share spiritual counsel on scene unless the recipient specifically asks.
It's available. It's available.
Yes, yeah. It's available.
It's available.
And we have chaplains of all denominations.
Sure.
So we don't promote or inhibit any one religion. We are constitutional chaplains. So we have chaplains of all faith denominations.
I love that. I love that. And I'm sure a lot of them do request that. So that being said, we were so impressed by hearing what Chaplains of Idaho does. You also mentioned that you're having... Well, you're having a fundraising event,
correct? We are, the Snowflake Ball.
First ever.
The first ever Snowflake Ball.
So talk about that. When is it and what's happening?
So on December 7th, we are hosting the Snowflake Ball, which is a holiday gala. It's a formal event that will include dinner and live music with the Dewdroppers. We will have...
Big fans.
Yes.
Can I just say, big fans of the Dewdroppers. They come in for hometown holidays every year on that stage. And yeah, so they're awesome. Oh, that's okay. Great.
Santa himself will be there.
Come on now. The big man?
The big man's big coming man's from the North Pole.
I love that.
And we will have live and silent auctions. And this is a fundraiser to support what we do. And 100% of the proceeds go into our Victims Assistance Fund, which provides housing and food for victims in need after a structure fire, after, maybe someone needs some assistance with funeral expenses or grief counseling. So 100% goes into our Victims Assistance Fund.
It's amazing.
If we have to send a first responder away to an inpatient retreat, it comes
out of
this fund.
You got some funds for that. Okay.
Yep. So it's really important that we raise this money.
Okay. That being said, we are more than happy to step up and help the cause. And we would like to donate something to the live or silent auction, however you guys want to do it, for the Snowflake Ball coming up. We have something here on the wall.
Ooh. Wow. It's beautiful.
So what you see there is what we call a star guitar.
Wow.
And on the back, Jess, there's a sticky note. And
okay.
it tells you everyone that signed this guitar. Jess, you want to step up to the mic and tell everybody who signed this guitar, Jess?
So we got Neil McCoy, Cole Swindell, Sawyer Brown, with all of them on there.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Matea. I got to read your handwriting.
I'm sorry.
Is that right?
Susie Boggess,
yes. Midland, Nico Moon, Walker Hayes.
Yep.
And one more. What is that one?
I don't know. Let me see. Uncle Cracker. That's Uncle Cracker. Remember Uncle Cracker? Yeah. So Uncle Cracker's on there. And there's another one. We finally deciphered who it was. They were here a couple years ago. Walker County, two young ladies.
That's amazing.
They're amazing. So they signed that as well. So everybody signed that. We got a letter of authenticity that will go along with it. And then you can auction that off however you see fit and raise as much money as possible for Chaplains of Idaho and the work you do with our first responders.
Thank you.
It is the very least that we can do. We are so impressed with the work you do. And of course, anything to help our first responders.
Oh, thank you guys so very much.
We are so happy to do it. Another star guitar going to a great cause, Chaplains of Idaho. And the Snowflake Ball again. When is it and where is it?
December 7th. Okay. It's at the West Bank. And you can get your tickets
today
at chaplainsofidaho.org.
Very cool. And we will put that on our Facebook. We'll share all the information.
Perfect.
So people can get the tickets. And we hope you get a lot of money for that to help
out
the cause. Chaplains of Idaho, God bless you for your work.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless our first responders.
Amen.
Yeah. Get a bunch of money with that star guitar.
Woo-hoo!
And Krista, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.